Welcome to another edition of the XFEP podcast. I am your host, David Peralti, and it is April 28th, 2008. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about blogging for a blog network, and there's a few different things that have come up recently that I just wanted to quickly touch on. One of the most important ones being content concerns. When you blog for a network versus blogging for yourself, the content that you create is then owned, usually, by the people that are paying you. So if you join something like B5 Media or Splash Press or one of the other blog networks, you're writing content that you will eventually have no control over. You don't get to decide what advertisements go around your content. You don't get to decide what is done with your content once your employment is done there. So if you write tens of thousands of posts in a year, those posts are now owned by some other corporate entity. They're not owned by you. I know a few different bloggers that have actually gone ahead and changed this kind of thing. David Krug actually, I think, at one point made sure that he owned his content. This is kind of a harder business model to sell to blog networks because why should they pay you for content that you can then take and leave with? The other issue that continually comes up for me and the people that I talk to is social media promotion. This is when you write a big long article and then it gets promoted on places like Dig, Reddit, StumbleUpon, and others. And the big question is, who does it? And, you know, whoever is doing it, do they get paid for it? So if I have a blogger who works for me, am I paying them extra money to do social media promotion, or is it just implied that they have to do it? Or is it implied that they don't have to do it and that I have to take that responsibility as the owner? These are kind of issues that I keep coming across over and over again as people try to figure out what their roles and responsibilities as a blogger are, and I'm hesitant to say that unless it's built into the payment rate, that the blogger doesn't have to promote the article. It's really up to the content owner then. And I am usually trying to make sure that I build in a payment bonus for those that, you know, go ahead and promote their articles, because I think it's good to reward them for that extra effort. I also think it's very good to kind of make them think about traffic, about links, about social media promotion, about all of those things that really go into making a blog successful more than just the content. And I think that far too often, blog networks just focus in on that content, forgetting that there's all these other little pieces that have to come together to make a successful site. And that kind of brings me to traffic. I also try to build in a payment bonus that basically says if you're a writer for this one site and you increase the traffic there month over month by 10%, then you get X amount of dollars as a bonus. And I think that really gets them thinking about traffic and bringing in more visitors and more users and trying to figure out ways that they can kind of capitalize and increase and improve month over month. And that's another thing that I think that far too many blog networks really don't think about. You notice this more in blog networks that have traffic being a primary source of payment, where you get, you know, $2 for every 1,000 page views on your article, or a percentage of the traffic is converted into payment for you. So if you brought in 50,000 users, then you get $50. I don't really like these payment models because a lot of the times the only kind of content that they generate are, you know, the sensationalist stuff that's going to get a lot of traffic, rather than the meat and potatoes that really attract people to subscribe and to continually read a site. So it's definitely one of those things that you have to think about. As a blogger, should you go it on your own or join a blog network? That's really up to you. It really kind of depends on how you want to be paid. Blogging on your own usually takes a lot longer to monetize, where blogging for a network, you basically get paid for your effort right away. I've been blogging for a network for a very long time, and I've also blogged for myself on xfep.com and other sites, and what I've realized is it's a million times easier to find a blog network job that'll pay a full-time salary versus making or building a blog that will pay your full-time salary. So, personal preference, depends on what you want. There are pros and cons on each side. I've written about it many times before. I definitely recommend that you give it a lot of thought before you join a network or before you even start a blog on your own. One of the things I continually try to press upon people is that they really need to plan things out. Other than that, you should really just enjoy the blogging experience. Try not to worry about these things too much. This is definitely stuff for those thinking about the money aspect of blogging. And other than that, I just wanted to let you guys know that this podcast will actually only be a 4-day-a-week podcast from Monday to Thursday. I'm going to take Fridays off because, for some reason, I don't know why, but I just am unable to produce a podcast on Fridays. So Monday to Thursday is the new podcasting schedule for the XFAP podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.